No business grabbing women's booties.
I think them booties kind of danced over and found his hand, baby.
Oh, so you think women like being manhandled?
No, but if Denzel Washington walked into this club, you'd be showing more wares than an appliance salesman.
I respect him as an actor.
I bet you slept with his picture.
I was fully clothed at the time.
Excuse me, I'm doing a little survey. Are you here for the band or the ambiance?
Dwayne is Ron's best friend, or else we'd be looking at Ricochet.
See, it's all about Naked Denzel holding a gun, right? Naked Denzel holding a gun.
All right, that's it. Y'all fired.
Fired? Why?
Ask all your fans.
How would you like to go to the moon, Alex?
Fired in front of my audience.
Ron, there were four people there, and one of them was in Margaritaville.
People just can't appreciate good music played by real musicians.
Well, you need to get you a girl up there.
No, I have a clean act. No strippers in my show.
No, no. I'm not talking about a stripper. I'm talking about a sister in a tight dress. Pow, boom, wailing. You don't sing it. Then Larry might give expression to gig bag.
No. No vocalist in my band. I am a pure musician. I want to take sound and funk to a new dimension.
You will. Let's call the unemployment line.
Good morning, workout really gets my blood going.
Oh, oh God. Oh, Lord. Hello, hello to know you,
Brad. Why are you on my floor? I ain't serving no Japanese food.
I got a little leg cramp, man.
Mr. Gaines, we went for a 5-mile run, and all of a sudden, Brad came to a dead stop.
It's called catching a second wind, Julissa, that's all. Now, I'll be right back out there in a moment.
Yeah, I'll be right back with the car.
Darn, they told me life begins at 40.
Oh.
But it took me 7 years to find out that they lied.
Brad, a few cramps and a frisky wife don't make you an old man.
Oh, man, I got one foot in a Nike and the other foot in the grave.
Oh, nonsense. I got menus older than you. Now, pick your spirits up. Jaleesa is planning you a surprise party this week. Oh, my goodness, I did it again.
Miles would never have done this. God rest his soul.
Ron, I'm so sorry you got fired.
My dream was to start at the bottom and work my way to the top. I just got fired from the bottom. And I know I'm gonna lose my band.
Not if you get yourself a singer.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Pookie.
Yeah, okay.
And there's your songbird.
Kim? How'd she get PMS?
Ron!
With the pre-med syndrome. She's always too busy, got something to do. She'll never do it.
You just let me handle this.
Oh, great.
Okay, babe.
Kimberly. Kimberly? Hmm? Now, I know you have nothing to sing about, but you owe it to the world to share those golden pots.
What are you talking about?
Ron's band is in the toilet. He needs a singer. Now, before you say no, consider his future. You're his friend. He needs you.
Where's the audition?
Ah, must you be so selfish?
Hello? I said yes.
I did the best I could.
Oh, in the thanks. Go marching in. Oh, in the thanks. Go marching in. I said in. Right on in. Not out but in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jill. You still fine.
Big finish plan.
If finish is what you are, sweetheart, you couldn't hold a note if you glued a handle on it.
Now, wait a minute. I sang in the church choir, and many folks got the Holy Ghost.
No, Gina. Goodbye, Gina.
Yeah, you might as well leave with her.
No, Larry, I have one girl left.
She'd have to be Whitney Houston, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Whitney! Yeah, get up here. Get ready. Let me tell you something, Larry. This girl won on Star Search and turned it down to pursue her studies.
Ron, listening to you lie like this brings back fond memories of my adolescence.
Sing.
Here 2 hours ago.
Now there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I've moaned again. I read between the lines, and I know what you say. Our love for each other will never go away.
Why, he's looking at her.
Tell you, more romance is starting to work place than anywhere else.
Yeah, all those CEOs arresting all those women.
Get off it already. Yeah,
test driving my new Harley here.
Yeah, you want to make Jaleesa a widow.
Oh, Lord. 47 years old.
Oh, Vernon.
Tell me the truth. Don't you think I'm too old for her, right?
Brad, do you remember Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Yeah.
When he was ugly. But Gina Lola Brigina loved him anyway. She was a good woman. But them bells would have drove me crazy.
Linda, raise admission from $5 to $10.
Larry Beauchamp, I have not seen you since.
Jaleesa, how have you been?
Oh,
I'm doing fine. Oh, baby.
You two know each other, huh?
Hey, your father's pretty smart.
I happen to be her husband, Bradford Taylor.
You don't say.
I do say.
Well, Congratulations. I wish both of you the best. Linda, take a dollar off commission for my friends here. Enjoy.
Oh, I like that song. Hey, my song, babe. Come on. No, don't sit down. Don't sit down. Let's hit it. Come on.
I think I'm in a time war.
What is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Welcome to the Thursday Night Throwdown at the Blue Dog. Here at the Blue Dog, we've always been committed to two things: helping develop young black talent and serving you drinks. For you people sitting, there's a 5-drink minimum. And now for our featured act. Starting tonight, you can see this young lady 3 times a week. She brought you to your feet last time. Welcome back, Miss Kimberly Reed.
What the hell is going on here? What about expression?
Kimberly Reed.
Better rap than that, you
know? Damn, girl, you were slamming.
She was not the only one up there tonight.
Oh, thanks, Julius. I was a little nervous at first, but then I kind of got the hang of it, huh?
Well, too bad I didn't have a rope.
Kim, do you think it'd be too much trouble for you to come sing at our party tomorrow?
Yeah, she's throwing me a surprise party.
Oh, I really should rest my voice.
Yo, Kim, the music critic from the office.
Oh, great. Kim, my sister.
Hi.
Beautiful. You move me. Truly, truly uplifting. I got all these ideas for a pro-feminist counter-rap. You know what I mean? An answer to NWA's last album, where Latifah leaves off, Reese rocks. I knew you'd love it. See, I'm thinking for you, my sister. I'm thinking for you.
Excuse me, Your Highness. May I have a word with you, please?
Ooh.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
What's the matter? You seem upset.
Oh, don't play with me all about Eve. I hope you enjoy all the attention you're getting, because this is the first and last time you showboat like you did up there tonight.
Ron, you should know the difference between showboating and showstopping.
Kimberly, girl, I'm so proud of you.
I'm gonna put you with a diva.
Sure.
Go around, snap.
Get the hell out of here. He's yelling because you're a star.
Oh, it's okay, Ron. I know success is new to you.
What's new is playing back up to a ham. Kim, I don't eat pork and I don't play with it.
Ron, the people want singing. No one wants to watch you do drum solos on stage.
They can't even see me pass your big head. Kim, expression is my band. You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for me.
Oh, be nice, Ron. I'll mention you in the interview, okay?
You are so photogenic, Kim.
Which one of me do you like the best?
The one that buses tables.
You wouldn't ask me to baker to bus tables.
Well, I don't need a baker. I need a waitress.
Kimberly Reese, you're going to meet the same people on the way down that you met on the way up. But right now, you have a meeting with the leftovers.
Hey, baby. Ron's out back burying his drumsticks. His dog's laughing at him.
Male ego is so fragile.
Now, what have you been filling this girl's head with?
Nothing. She's just enjoying her fame a little, Dwayne. She's been a wallflower all her life.
Yeah, well, your wallflower done turned into the Little Shop of Horrors.
I am not asking my Kimmy to curb her brilliance to accommodate your friend's insecurities.
Give me that ring back. Give me the ring. Give me the ring. Give it to me.
I told you don't play like that.
Leave me alone!
Donald, I got the new song. Hated it.
Maybe she is getting a tad carried away. Kimmy, I like that song.
You're not the one who asked to sing it.
No, Kimberly. Sometimes we, the artists, do not have the right perspective on things.
You're comparing yourself to me? What have you done other than leech off other people's talents?
You better get off your high horse.
Get off my coattail.
Ron, go get the dog back. We got cats in here. Kim, as leader of expression, it is my pleasure to inform you that your services are no longer needed. Why don't you hop on your mop and float on out of here?
I don't think so, Ronald. You fire me, you fire yourself. Now, I have some ideas on how my act should go. Stay with me. I arrive 45 minutes late. The people are going crazy. They're scalping tickets in the parking lot. A pink spot, a pink gel, I'm there. I do a little pata, the poor childhood bit.
You aren't power.
Darling, it sells. I do a couple more numbers. Then the house lights go up half so I can do my healthcare shtick. And oh, yes, I need to be alone on stage so I can do my encore. Think about it.
She called me a leech. No.
Thanks for helping me drown my sorrows, Vern.
Oh, another Jägermeister.
Yeah, I'll take another wine.
Tell him about it.
You know, he's starting to get on my nerves. Vern, that should be enough for you. You know that's number five.
Well, it's okay, because you driving.
We walk.
Velma told me I'd find you two here.
Oh, that wasn't my choice.
Brad Taylor, I want to talk to you.
Honey, now look, I'm sorry I walked out on the party, but when I saw all those candles on that cake, it looked like a forest fire.
And I want you to listen to me, Colonel. I married you because you are strong and brilliant, and you are the very first man who's allowed me to be myself. I married you, honey, because I want to have your child.
You're just saying that because, well, you pity me.
Oh, God, what are we going to do about him?
Who are you talking to?
Our little Colonel, or Colonelette.
Are you serious?
Really?
We're going to have a little Colonel or a little Colonelette. Oh, baby. I'm back.
We're going to have a baby.
This calls for champagne.
Yeah, come on. Calls for champagne. A little celebration.
She's pregnant. She can't do that. She's pregnant.
Yeah. Come on, little mama, let's go home.
Huh? Well, I'm going to go home and tell Velma. Hey, is this a secret?
No. She's having my baby.
We're going to have a baby, y'all.
We're going to have a baby.
Kim, man, she's 45 minutes late.
Damn. No, she's right on schedule.
Kim, is that a fur?
Not now, dear. We'll do lunch.
Hello, how are you?
It's good to see you. You're back again?
Take us off, Kim.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You lucky, Kim, looking like Millie Jackson.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Dog is proud to present the lady, the legend.
The legend?
Miss Kimberly Ricks.
thinking, who is Kim Reese? Who is this girl behind the glamour?
Get her off.
The gal behind the grease paint. The poor kid from Columbus with a dream. I've been looking for you. You've been...
I'll just be alone.
Is this your idea of a joke?
Why do you need music to back up your autobiography?
Ron, this is not the time.
This is the time. You said you wanted to be late, you didn't like our music, and you wanted to be on stage alone. Well, you got it, baby.
But, Ron, I need you guys to play. This is not what I had in mind.
This isn't what I had in mind either, Kim. I thought we were friends, and I thought this was an opportunity for both of us, not your opportunity to turn into Natalie Cole-blooded. If you want to carry on like this, go right ahead. You're just going to do it without me.
Oh, God, I went there.
Yeah, and on the Concorde.
Hey, look, you got two choices. Either start playing or buy a whole lot of drinks.
Let's hit it.
Okay, great. We can start with this.
No. We can start with the finger cymbals and the instrumental. Put that wig back on.
And they do their own stunts. The Fresh Prince and Blossom, an hour of TV for kids with cool.
Whoa.
NBC Monday.
Coming up next on an all-new Cheers, they didn't call him Mayday Malone for nothing. Sam's making a major league comeback next. And Saturday night, don't miss Norman Lear's outrageous new comedy starring John Forsythe. An all-new episode of The Powers That Be, Saturday following The Golden Girls on NBC.